have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
People said, they said I wouldn't make it. Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, yeah, by the grace of God. But I sit down and look back down through the years. I have to share so many tears. But I made it.
That we're all here. Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I'm so grateful that you took the time out of your schedule to be with us on today. You know, I got to be honest, I was doing great and loving the Lord and praising Him. And that song, My God Today, it says something about who we are when we make it through the grace of God, by His love and His affection for us. I don't know about you, but that got me right there. I've been through a lot. I'm sure you've been through a lot, but the grace of God has kept us all. We are overcomers. We are victorious. I just want to take a moment, if you don't mind, to give Him some glory for who He is and what He's done in our lives. I thank You, Lord, today for Your goodness, Your grace, and Your mercy. Hallelujah. You've been so good. And I just want you to know I love You and I adore You. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, listen, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. But listen, I want to send a special shout out to all of you, the listeners that listen in, whether this is your first time or whether you are listening because of a guest. We welcome you to the Just For You podcast. Hello and always to our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Kimmy Kim is in the building. Thank God for you and your family and our Elation family. Listen, I am excited. I want to honor my husband, Donald Wright Sr., Lord Jesus, Donald Wright Jr. I'm so excited, you all. I'm just pushing ahead because I'm so excited about today's lesson. But my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., I am super excited about him being in the building, his love and his support. I thank God for him, and I just thank God for all that He's done for all of us. Listen, it is a blessing to be alive and well. It is a blessing to be alive. You know, we often hear people say, oh, you didn't wake up on a hospital bed. Oh, you didn't wake up with tubes down you. Oh, you. But I want to say today, because that song Grace has gotten to me, listen, if you woke up with hospitals and if you're waking up in a dire situation, God is still good and he cares about you. It isn't always what we would like to be in, but it is his will that his love, his grace, his mercy covers and blesses us all. So I want us to be really, really cautious of that. Sometimes we say those things out of routine, but listen, somebody's going through and needs to know, even if they're in a hospital, he's a healer. Even if they're homeless, he's able to make a way. Even if they're going through something mentally, that he is the mind regulator. So let us keep that in mind when we talk about how great our God is, because he is everything we need and more. Our God reigns and he does what he does and he does it well. So I just want you to know, if you're going through today, God is good. He loves you. He cares about you. If you feel pain, he's able to relieve it. And if it's not when you want to, he's coming to see about you. If it's something else going on that you feel there's just no answer to your problem, I want you to know he's listening. He hears you. He loves you. He wants you to know he's concerned about you, and his grace will carry you through. My God, today, you didn't got something started. Kimmy Kim, you done got something started. Well, let us go on to our lesson today. I want you to know today we're going to be talking about which way is up. Which way is up? And we're going to be using scripture reference that we can relate this to our personal lives. It is our prayer that each time we're on, that we hear the voice of God, that he is meeting the needs of his people, and that we are understanding what he is saying. As you know, we love to serve. We love to meet the people of God and those that are coming to know him. We are excited about the servitude of God. And I want to just remind us today how important that is. We get to the holidays and we're all preparing for Thanksgiving, or we're preparing for Christmas, and we're preparing for things. But I want you to know the work of the Lord is every day. It isn't a special day for it. We make it special by doing his will. Amen. We'll be studying today from Matthew 25. It is a wonderful passage. I want you to follow along, because as a pastor, I want you to understand how important and vital it is to understand the word for yourself. I can tell you, and it can sound great to you, but if you read it for yourself, it is imparted into your spirit, and you begin to hear and understand what God is saying, and that becomes personal. There's nothing like a personal relationship. So we want you to understand it is personal. We make a choice to be saved or unsaved. We make a choice to live for him or not live for him. And even I want to remind you, when you come to the Lord, we are all still in process. So it's very important for us to remind ourselves of that, because I don't care how much Bible you know, we still get to all stand accountable for our sin. And that means you control that. I control that by what I do. We have to keep that in mind. So let's go to Matthew 25. I'll be reading from, I believe this, let me see, did I go with the NIV? This is the King James Version. And we're going to follow on. We're going to start at verse 31. And it reads as such: when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was and hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? 38. When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? 39. Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king answered, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. And in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto thee, or unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Listen, and I was praying about this, and I felt this in my spirit so strongly. Listen, we are in a time when we, as the body of Christ, cannot close our eyes to what the work is calling us to do. I often fought with myself. I always felt at some place there was something wrong with me. I love to preach. I love to teach. That's wonderful. But my heart, and most people that know me that are close to, they know my desire is to serve. And to serve is not something that is high profile. To serve is something we do with the humbleness and grace of God. We take the opportunity. We make the opportunity to make his name great. You can be in a grocery store and can see somebody in a line, and they may be missing a dollar. You have a dollar in your pocket. Be kind enough to say, here, let me go ahead and take care of that. We don't know where people are, and we don't know how it can impact someone's life to meet a need, not out of what we can't do, but what we can. I need you to catch that again. Not out of what we can do, but what we can. Because we can be quick to say what we cannot do. I challenge myself every single day. What is it, God, today that you want me to do to bless your holy name? It isn't just preaching. It isn't just teaching. It isn't just going here or there. It is about servitude. How can I bless my neighbors? How can I be in position to do something that will impact your name, God, that will build the kingdom of God? What does that look like? Does that look like me doing something for me? No, it looks like me doing something for the kingdom. Kingdom work means that we are predicated upon kingdom principles. These are simple things that we can do when we have the ability to do it. And listen, sometimes he will challenge us to be able to give when we recognize we may be in need ourselves. You better hear me. What does that look like? That means that sometimes, you know how you say, well, listen, I'm just going to go on and get me this dress. I'm going to go on and get this for me. I deserve this. And yet there comes a need. I don't know about you, but it can come up at the very time. Maybe you haven't done this for yourself or just wanted to do something special or do something for someone, or do, but a need arises up. Have you ever been conflicted when a need rises up and you want to be able to help, but in your mind you made a promise, or maybe something here has appeared that it is something you need to do, and God is testing us. He said, what are you going to do? Then we have to prioritize and look at that thing and what is important, what is not so important. Is it important to give? Yes. Is it important to give? You know, I hear people say, I'm not giving to them. They're drunk. Well, let me warn you. The Word of God specifically says, many have entertained angels unaware. You didn't know they were an angel because they didn't look like what you thought they looked like. And yes, it is apparent that sometimes people have problems. But can I remind you that their problems are no different than ours? See, we have a tendency in life and society to say which is worse than the other sin. Sin is sin with God. It all is sin. It separates us. It keeps us away from his presence. So lying is no different than stealing. It's not. There's some things that we put in our minds. Murderers are no good, and this one isn't that way. But God says in his word, he's able to heal and to forgive. Now, he tells us to forgive how many times? 70 times 70. My God. On a daily basis. But sometimes forgiveness is so hard because we have yet not done the servitude that we need to do. Because do you know, in forgiveness, you're still serving? It's still a form of servitude. Because we have to come out of ourselves. Serving means putting somebody else before yourself. And if some people say, oh, no, it's called self-preservation. If I don't do this for me, and I get it. I get it. I know there are things we should do for ourselves. But there's some other things that when you're a child of God, that will become more important to you in your heart. You have to learn in your relationship with God to seek him on what it is that you are to do. Why? Because we often make decisions out of our knowledge, out of our emotion, out of what we feel feels comfortable for us. But what happens when it's not that way? What happens when we need to definitely find ourselves in a positioning of servitude? Which way is up? Which way do we take for eternal life? Lord Jesus, which way do we go forth in hearing his will? What do we do? God is already doing an amazing job in our lives. He's already making ways out of no way. He's already fixing things for us. He's already showing us by his example. Which way is up? What will you choose on today? What will you choose on today? Will you continue to allow the enemy to trick you when it's something that you can do? I don't want to get involved. It's not my problem. I've heard people say they work like I work. Or I'll hear people say, and I have to quietly and sweetly say to them, hey, if it wasn't but for grace, it could be you. If I'm hungry, you telling me I should be working is not going to feed me. If I am in dire need, you giving me a scripture and telling me how good God is not going to fix what God is presenting at the time that can be resolved very easily through our obedience. Why am I saying that? because too often we can look away. I have so many opportunities and times where I have people that may show up at my door. It can be an inconvenient time, but it's not my place to say I'm busy, I can't do it if I can really do what they need. I'm not saying you should rearrange your life and mess up what you have planned, and it's very important. But are there instances that you can look back on that you could have done something, but you didn't? I want to remind us, with the holidays coming up, with various things that are happening in our community, what is in your hands that you can do or you can give away? Maybe someone needs a job. How can you assist? Maybe someone, our family, is hungry. How can you be a blessing? Maybe there's something going on and it's not even money related. Maybe they just need a listening ear. There are so many ways we can serve. And the reason this is so important, as we see in the Word, he says that he's separating. And he's not doing this just for one person. He said all the nations are going to stand before him. All of them. There's not one that's going to be missed out. And then he will deal with them one by one. America says, in God we trust. That's what our country says. But trusting God means following his word. And recently we've seen a lot of changes. We've seen so many things going on. We've seen where there's stimulus checks and people think, yes, that's it. But has it given you the ability to serve more? When you had so much more than you probably ever had during that time, did it give you the gumption? Did it give you the strength, the ability to say, listen, I know I have more food stamps than I've ever gotten, but I see this family hungry over here. We have to learn to be obedient. He said, when I was thirsty, you gave me drink. Remember the woman at the well? She was coming, the Samaritan woman, and she was asking to get her. She was going to go like she does every day at the set appointed time. They weren't looked upon as favorable women. They were looked at as a lower grade woman. She knew she had been in sin, so she wanted to go get her water and get on out of there. But what she found when she got there was a man called Jesus. He was sitting at the well waiting just for her. And when she got there, she thought she would be able to talk her way through like we can do and just get the water and leave. But what she found was it was something about this man called Jesus. First of all, why is he here? Nobody's ever here when I'm there to get the water. But why is he here today? Because there are appointments the Lord will make just for you. He'll scoot everything off the calendar just to get to you. There are times when you don't know which way to go, and he will show up in ways that you never imagined because he's concerned about you. So here she stands to get this water. And he said, if you knew who I was, the water that you're looking for, you would thirst no more. What was he telling her? Listen, I know you came for physical water, but I am the water. I am the life. I am the way. If you connect with me, you will thirst no more. He went on to be able to share with her that he also knew the husband she had were not her own. And he even let her know in love that he knew what was going on in her life, but he had enough love and compassion to share with her what she could receive for connecting with him. And he then tells her sweetly and lovingly, go and sin no more. In other words, now I'm going to make you an evangelist, because you know when you get delivered, I don't know about you, but when the Lord does something good for you and you know it's something you really needed done and nobody else but God could do it for you, and he may have used somebody or he may have just fixed the situation. How can you be silent and not tell anybody anything? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. But he says to her to go and send him. There are times when our faith makes us whole. There are times when our acts of obedience yields us eternal life. This is what he's saying. This is how he's talking to the body of Christ. He wants us as believers to be concerned. But here's the beautiful thing, just as I said at the beginning, that we've got to be careful when we find that some people aren't as whole as we want them to be. We have to be careful with the wordage we're using, because you can exclude people when the Bible clearly lets us know the word of God is for everybody. If you are healed and you are whole, I bless God. But if you are in a wheelchair, or if you are in a hospital, or if you have an issue and some kind of condition in your body, you are still ripe for his take. You are still in position to be blessed. He can heal you. But this is where we go wrong in the church. If we don't see the healing in the time frame we think it is, we think people don't believe. We have got to understand that has never been his way. Yes, he is a God that can heal, but sometimes healing takes time. Anybody ever been healed and it took them more than a day? Anybody ever gone through anything out there and you know it was going to be a long haul? But what did you find around you? Which way is up? What did you find around? Did you have faith-filled believers around you? Did you have a support system that helped you to understand the kingdom? That's all he's saying. As kingdom representatives, it is our duty. It's not a question. It's not a when we feel like it. It is our duty to make sure. He said, listen, when I was hungry, you gave me no meat. Can I tell you something that blessed me when I heard that? The Bible says that babes in Christ are on milk. But when you become seasoned in God, it is called the meat. If you look at that thing on a spiritual level, listen, when I was hungry, you gave me no meat. Did you give me meat? Did you give me spiritually? Did you give me my word back? Let's look at it natural. Then you saw somebody hungry and you knew they had nothing to eat. Did you give them, oh, they need some canned goods over there, because see, at least they eating. But you sit down to steak and potatoes. You may sit down even if you're vegan. Do you present to others what you believe God will want you to have? It's very important that we understand this. He said, when I'm thirsty, you gave me no drink. Do we take the time when we see someone that is thirsty? Go back to what I said. Hebrews tell us, for many have entertained angels unaware. I want you to be inspectors of your environment. I want you to be inspectors of your workplace. Inspectors foremost in your family. And when you see a need, you don't even have to, if you don't want to be able to talk with them, or, you know, some people say, well, you know, I don't want to do it. I'm not a talker. I'm not this. But there are ways you can. Let's focus on the can. Do something to help someone else. To help someone else. I've been in a hospital. I know what it feels like to get a call and someone encourage your spirit. That is a blessing. I know what it feels like on a hospital bed to encourage somebody else. Either or in any situation, remember there's always something that you can do for the kingdom. And the Bible specifically lets us know, when we've done these things, he says, to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. You've done it unto me. Which way is up? Where are you going to eternal life? Or have you chosen? I don't need all that. That's too much. The choice is yours. And what I love about him, he'll never interfere on our choice that we make. The good news is there is yet still time to give our lives to the Lord. There's still time to say yes to kingdom work. There's still time to make a difference and impact this world with what you've been given for the greater good. There's still time. The question is, which way is up? Is it me doing me? Or is it the kingdom, his name being glorified in all that we say and do? And you know what I love about grace? Even if you mess up, he's faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. How can you lose with the Lord? How can you not make it in to heaven? It's by choice. So I want to encourage you today, inspect your environment. Everywhere you go, you as a believer, you're a representative of the kingdom. You teach people what the kingdom is about by the way you live. And remember what I said, we're all in process. Hey, if you felt like, man, I've missed it, I didn't take the opportunity to do those things, here's the great news. You can still do it now. You can still do, once we hear and know and get the word in our spirit, we can still do what's right. We don't have to put an expiration on it. We can start right then to make it right. I don't want anybody to feel guilty. Just want to remind you. Starbucks drinkers, when we're in the Starbucks, you can always look in the environment. Sometimes I can wear a suit. Somebody can be dressed well, but we never know what's going on. If God shows you an individual to speak to and to be kind to, you don't know what that may mean to them. Right now, COVID is talking about self-care. They're talking about mental healing and mental wellness and all of these things. Do you know that started in the Bible? Jesus has been doing it for a very long time. He's been helping us a very long time. Our faith, our word, the things that is in the Bible has helped us for a very long time. Let's remember there's someone that needs us. And there's someone who cares about us as well. I pray that this exhortation has been a blessing to you, that you will go back and study it, read it, continue to look over it, continue to allow God to do what he does. He's amazing. He never makes a mistake. He always does what he does, and he does it well. And believe this. On the prayers of great-grandparents and grandparents that prayed for generations that we are now of. The Lord has looked over those prayers. And we've never seen, I don't know about you, but when I'm on LinkedIn, it gives me great joy to see the joy of so many people being educated when our great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents couldn't be educated. And it blesses me to see all of the great things that we can accomplish, the homes that we can live in. But none of that means anything without the Lord. You can be granted, and it may feel good and look good, but there's something called eternal life, and there's something called an eternal resting place, that when it's all over after you've done all you could with all the gifts you had and everything you lived for and the people you connected with and the life that you live, that you have to have somewhere to lay your eternal life. Your physical body then is over. Where will you spend eternity? That's the question. Which way is up? Thank you so much for listening in on today. I just want you to remind yourself that God has been good to you. You can be good to someone else. Not saying that you haven't, because those of us that are givers, we give constantly. And it's more than your money. It's your time. It's your gifts. It's everything that you have within you. And God is pleased with that. But he wants us to continuously look around, not feel good or feel like, oh, I did this. That's the wrong spirit right there. No, when we give, the Bible says we're not to let our left hand know what our right hand is doing. And when we show things and we give to people, we're there to encourage them and to support them. In the coming weeks, you're going to hear about some people that are doing some amazing things to be givers and to help and to share. And that's what Christian living is about. It isn't to be seen. It's to do the will and the work of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And that is exactly what I believe the body of Christ is doing. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. And the Bible says the King of Glory shall come in. Will the King of Glory come in where you are? Because that's the question. Will the King of Glory come in where you are? Will you allow him in? If you don't know him and you don't have this relationship with him, I want you to know it's not too late. He's able to do what needs to be done in your life. Romans 10:9-10 tells us we have to confess with our mouth, believe in our heart. Believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. Some people get it wrong. They just believe you have to be a believer and you do nothing else. But you are to confess him and tell others that he is Lord of your life. Make sure you're sure of which way is up. I pray that the Lord has blessed you and he will continue to bless you. I'm so grateful you joined us on today. And I want you to know God is good. He is amazing. And he does everything he's supposed to do, the way he's supposed to do it, even when it doesn't even make sense to us. He's still God and he's still good. And we love him and we praise him and we worship him. You know, I hear people say all the time, but I'm going through this. I'll say in a minute, he's still good. Our God reigns. Anybody that listens to this podcast, our God reigns, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you feel like. He's still God and he loves you, even when it feels like pain, even when it feels like betrayal, even when it feels like something that has torn you apart. He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator, and he's able to do it for you on today. So remain hopeful, continue to look up, continue to be an inspector of your environment to see what else can you do to make his name great in the land. Amen. On today, we have a very special guest with us. It's a sister that I met through divine appointment. She and I met because of a very dear brother in the Lord that we all served with. She has an amazing story. She's doing great and wonderful things for the kingdom because of her heart for God and her heart for mankind. I would like to talk to you all about the serving grace that is inside of each of us through our wonderful guest, Amanda Reynolds. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our very dear sister, Amanda Reynolds. Are you there on the line? Okay, maybe they're working to get her put on, but we are looking forward to everything that she has to say. I know today the reason we definitely wanted her on, there was a very big event that she had to do today, and she wanted to share with us some of the information that would be here for us all. Are you on the line, Amanda? Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and when she gets in, we'll hopefully get an indicator that she's on the line because I wanted her to share everything that happened on today. And I'm excited for her. She's doing great and amazing work. And we're looking forward to speaking with her on today. But just to follow up on what we were talking about, think about I want to give you a challenge, if I can. I want you to find someone in your workplace, if you're working, someone in your neighborhood, someone in your church family, and someone in your natural family that God can give you something you can do for an individual or family before the end of the year. Some way that you can share your gift, share of the things that he's given you. Something that will show you that it is an opportunity for you to serve. And when you do it, not to pat yourself on the back, to tell everybody, this is your personal spiritual accountability to show exactly the goodness of the Lord, to show that he is doing an amazing work and that he's doing mighty things in your life. Because what good is it to live this life and not serve others? What good is that? What good is it to have every gift he's given you and keep it to yourself? It's a blessing to share. It's a blessing to give of ourselves. And I'm excited about it because nobody can do like Jesus can. Nobody can fix a situation, fix a heart, fix a mind, and do the work that he does like he can. And I want you to know that that is important. It's important to follow him. It's important to listen to him. Listen, prayer is the way that we get through to God. When we take the time to pray and not just tell him what you want, but seek his face and ask him for the things that he needs to do in your life, we will find that he is God, and we will find that he will work in ways that will just blow our minds. He has a way of doing that. To show us he is God. And I thank him for coming in my life. And I'll make it personal for doing for me things I couldn't do for myself, for making me cautious and understanding and looking in my environment, looking in my neighborhood, looking in my family, looking to find where he wants us to serve. My husband and I have been serving for a very long time in the community. And one of the things that drew us is the heart of God. What is his heart calling for in these times? And we are excited about it. We are excited about the next things that God is calling us to do. Do you know when you believe in God for something, you've got to wait on him, pray, seek his face? Because when you do things, as I said, it's not for you. It's for the kingdom. So what do you want the kingdom to look like to others? What do you want it to appear as? I know he's able, and I know he's going to do the work that he said. And we are so grateful for that opportunity to serve. He's no respecter of persons. He's not one that is in the positioning to throw you away. Listen, I have a lot of people say, well, you know what? I don't know what I'm supposed to do in life, blah, 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 blah. But the word of God has given us a template, and he'll take the gifts that you have for you to use them for him. And when you use them for him, it'll yield an outcome. How do you know what that is, when it yields the outcome it's supposed to yield? If you do things with the right spirit, praying with understanding, asking him to lead and guide you, listen, there's so much work to do. There are a lot of people who want to preach and teach from the pulpit and do conference. Wonderful, God bless you. But there are nursing homes. There are hospitals. There are homes. There's a telephone ministry. There's prayer line ministries. There are all kinds of ways to serve and connect to be with God. There's all kinds of ways. But we have to choose which way we'll be. and let God get the glory out of it. He is going to do what he said he will do in your life. But you've got to stay connected. And what we do sometimes is we get great with God when things are well. But when things are not so well, we walk away. Then is he Lord of your life? Because to be Lord, he guides you, he leads you, and he does what he said he's going to do. I trust him in this hour. I believe him. And I know he won't fail us. He will not fail us. So we are thanking him for doing what he does. Well, it looks like we're not getting Miss Amanda on the line. I'll share briefly with you what we were going to speak about today. I was hoping to have her on. I knew she had a busy day today, and she wanted to stop by to say and give her love to everyone for all the love that and the work that is being done in the city, in St. Louis. St. Louis has been a very tedious town for most of you that don't live in the area, that read about it. You know, you hear so many various things. Unfortunately, people only see the negative about our city. But I want you to know, God is in our city, and God is doing some amazing things. It's not always before the cameras, but he's meeting the needs of people, and he's doing great and mighty things. On today, at Bethel Church, which is located in the city, there was an awesome event that was given by Amanda Reynolds in the ministry God has given her. It's going to be at 5401 South Kings Highway Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109, from 3 until 7. They are feeding the community. This will be every month. So for more information, you can contact her on Facebook. But I want you to know, this is a part of healing. We had a brother by the name of Gary Nobles who passed away, and it was very, very shocking to all of us. But at the end of the day, those that served with him knew his heart. This program is called Noble D, in honor of him, Pastor Gary Noble, for all the work that he did and all that he did in the community, by honoring his work and his name. So it was a very important, long day. I know they had film crews, different things going on, and I'm sure she apologizes that she wouldn't have been able to get on. I know she was telling me she had a lot going on, but I promised her, because we share the love of our brother, that we would do this, and I want to fulfill what he had shown me to do. So we thank God for that. Please, by all means, if you're in our area, please connect us. And support this ministry. It is a blessing. God is doing amazing things. The scripture that they use is Romans 12:8. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. That's Romans 12:8. On November 7th is another couple that are serving in our area, and we will hear more from them. And they will have an event on November 7th, which is they will be giving away turkeys, encouragement, doing things to get people prepared for the holidays, but more so letting them know about our Lord and Savior. I love them. They've been serving. They're part of our relations family, and we support one another. It's a Thanksgiving giveaway, giving a helping hand to those who need it. It's going to be, on November 6th, 2021 at 3 p.m. This will be held at 14550 New Halls Ferry Road, St. Louis, Missouri. And you can get more information from Alicia or Pastor Lo Curry. They're a beautiful couple in ministry under the Curry Church. And that's C-U-R-R-I-E, Curry, the Curry Church. So please, by all means, continue to pray for those that are serving. Continue to do the work that God is calling forth in this hour. God is doing an amazing job. He really is, with letting people know in this hour where they're focusing on COVID and the pandemic and they can't make it and they're not going to get out. God has already provided a way out. If you need help and resources, there's an organization called United Way that offer resources during the pandemic. Also, there's United Way at 211 in the St. Louis area, or you can look them up for your area for resources you may need. There's also Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.org that have amazing programs from job searching and various family programming, essential needs such as food, training that you may need in working environments. Please contact them. That's ULSTL.org. Also, there is going to be, for those that want to take their young people on a safe outing, a trunk or treat, which is going to be held at St. Peter's Church on their upper parking lot from 4 to 7 p.m. at 1425 Stein Road. That's S-T-E-I-N Road, St. Louis, Missouri, and that will be on October 30th. For those of you that have community announcements that you would like for me to read, please send them to me. You can reach me at Michelle Wright, that's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and you can reach me on Facebook and LinkedIn. You may also send information to me via email at Leading Right, leading like you're leading someone, L-E-A-D-I-N-G-W-R-I-G-H-T @gmail.com. Also, I want you to know we're praying for you. We're believing God. We're trusting him for everything concerning your life. We're believing that he is going to heal. He's going to deliver. He's going to make a way out of no way. He's going to do great and marvelous things. Please don't forget, every Wednesday, Lord willing, will be here at this location on Elation Radio, and that is at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also contact me on Instagram under His Blessed Girl 7. That's His Blessed Girl 7. Listen, before we close out, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen in to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. I love you. We appreciate you. We're thinking of you and praying for you, and we're so excited about all that God is doing. Listen, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be lifted up to know, nay, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him that loved you. And if you're not saved, please know you still yet have time. When he appears, it's going to be a little too late. I'm not going to be able to say. You can't say, put me on, Pastor Michelle. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because he gave us time to get our lives in line with his will and his work, and we have the ability to do it. Before we leave, we always pray. I thank God for you. Please join us in prayer. Reach out to us. I love to read the praise reports. I know God is an answerer of prayer. I will definitely, in your community announcements, read those out so that the community is aware of what you're doing to serve him as well. God, we thank you. Father God, Abba Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you knew exactly what today would be. You knew about our getting up, our going out, whatever it is that we've had to do. And we say thank you, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your peace. Thank you for your word. Thank you for being all we need and more. Father, we just want to thank you on today. We ask that you bless us, and bless us all listening in together. There are many needs, spoken and unspoken. God, take care of those things. We thank you for Elation Radio. We thank you that, God, there's no weapon formed that will prosper. We thank you, oh God, that you know what's in the midst. You know how you choose to do things, and we say thank you. We thank you for your love, your grace, your peace, your mercy. Bless all those that are following you and serving you, and bless those that are needing to know you. Send Christian laborers, Lord, across their path. Some grandmother has been praying, and they need a person to cross the path. Somebody has been asking for a job. Maybe somebody has to say goodbye to a loved one. On this week, Lord, we ask that you just be with them, lead them, guide them, and direct them. Give them peace, oh God, comfort, oh God, for what they have to face and go through. Father, we lift you up and we honor you. We give you all the glory. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. We plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast, over those listening, over the airways, over everything, God, that you may be glorified, that where the blood of Jesus is, the enemy cannot come nigh. And we thank you, oh God, for your peace, your love, and your understanding. And we ask that you will lead, guide, and direct us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I thank you again for listening. I do want to say, if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. Perhaps you've had a new baby, or maybe gone to school or done something that has been an accomplishment for you. We want you to know we are praying for you and thank God for you. We celebrate you at Just For You. Maybe there's the other end of the spectrum. Maybe you've got heartache, brokenness, pain, illnesses. Maybe loved ones are dying. Maybe there's something that just hasn't worked out in your favor. I want you to know we're praying for you here at Just For You. We love you. We appreciate you. And we know that God will be glorified. I want you to know to be encouraged. Lift up your heads again, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and the everlasting, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Welcome him in. He wants to abide with you, and you can abide with him. I love you, and thank you for listening on today. We pray that the word has been an encouragement, and we thank you. We ask that you lift up our sister Amanda Reynolds and those that are serving with her today as they are concluding the event, and also for those of you with a dream, a prayer, to move forward in what God has called you to do. We're agreeing and believing God that he will speak, he will give you wisdom to go forth in that which he's called you to do, because we expect that God will get the glory out of your life, out of my life, out of all of us that serve, because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Thank you again for listening in. This has been your host, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, on Elation Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. Until next time, may God bless you and have a very blessed evening. Hallelujah. God bless.
You say you feel defeated and you're down for the life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner lies. You are a winner. Just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror. Jesus in you. You are a winner. You are born to win. Overcame. understand.